This program is presented by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
The week of March 3rd, MMWR published reports on occupational exposure-related idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis, tobacco use among Medicaid recipients, and more. Let's take a look at headlines from the week of March 3rd. First, workers in some industries and occupations have higher than expected death rates from idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis, a progressive lung disease. Second, identifying tobacco product use during Medicaid enrollment provides opportunities for states to help people quit smoking, improve their health, and lower healthcare spending. Third, exclusive cigarette smoking has decreased while exclusive e-cigarette use has increased, leading to no overall change in tobacco product use among adults from 2017 to 2023. Last, variant poliovirus was detected in wastewater in 5 European countries last fall. Welcome. I'm Mary Dott, science editor of CDC's Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report. Thanks for joining me for MMWR's weekly briefing. Idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis, or IPF, is a lung disease that leads to progressive scarring of lung tissue and declining lung function. There is no cure for IPF. Median survival from time of diagnosis is 3 to 5 years. An estimated 21% of IPF deaths may be related to exposures in the workplace. In our first report, Idiopathic Pulmonary Fibrosis Mortality by Industry and Occupation, CDC analyzed the death records of U.S. residents aged 15 and older who died during 2020 to 2022 and were ever employed. They did this to identify IPF-related deaths and note these people's occupations. During the 3-year study period, almost 70,000 IPF deaths occurred among U.S. workers. It is estimated that more than 8,000 IPF deaths in men and nearly 6,000 deaths in women might have resulted from occupational exposures. By industry, higher-than-expected deaths were most commonly seen among men employed in utilities and among women employed in public administration. By occupation, higher-than-expected deaths were most commonly seen among men who worked in community and social services and among women who worked in farming, fishing, and forestry. Some IPF deaths may be job-related and therefore potentially preventable. Investigators can continue research to confirm these findings and surveillance to further describe occupational risk factors. This information can be used to take steps to reduce or prevent IPF. Tobacco use is the leading cause of preventable disease and death in the United States. The percentage of adults with Medicaid who use tobacco is almost twice that of adults with private insurance. The higher prevalence of tobacco use may place Medicaid members at increased risk for smoking-related diseases and death. Annual Medicaid spending on smoking-related diseases is approximately $68 billion. In our second report, Enhanced Identification of Tobacco Use Among Adult Medicaid Members, investigators combined self-reported tobacco use data from Washington State's Medicaid enrollment platform with reimbursement claims data during 2016 to 2023. They did this to identify adult Medicaid members in King County, Washington, who used tobacco. When enrollment data were added to claims data, an additional 14,163 Medicaid members who reported using tobacco were identified. Compared to those identified only in claims data, a higher percentage of those identified only in Medicaid enrollment data were men, adults aged 25 to 34, and adults who reported using tobacco but were not yet experiencing a chronic condition. These findings suggest that asking about tobacco use at the time of Medicaid enrollment presents an opportunity to connect adults who use tobacco with evidence-based treatment to quit and potentially lower their risk for developing chronic conditions. Although adult cigarette smoking has decreased to the lowest level in 60 years, tobacco use remains the leading cause of preventable disease and death in the United States. Changes in the use of other commercial tobacco products, such as e-cigarettes, affects overall tobacco product use in the United States. In our third report, Tobacco Product Use Among Adults, CDC analyzed 2017 to 2023 data from the National Health Interview Survey, an annual cross-sectional household survey of non-institutionalized adults 18 and older, to assess tobacco product use in the U.S. About 6.8 million fewer adults exclusively smoked cigarettes in 2023 compared to 2017, but about 7.2 million more adults exclusively used e-cigarettes. The reported increase in exclusive e-cigarette use was primarily driven by an increase of about 2.3 million 18 to 24-year-olds and an increase of about 3.9 million 25 to 44-year-olds. This has resulted in no overall change in current tobacco product use among adults in 7 years. It's important to continue to measure and understand changes in tobacco product use. Additionally, implementing comprehensive tobacco control strategies is important for preventing and reducing tobacco product use. These include price increases, smoke-free policies, high-impact media campaigns, and support to quit. Vaccine-derived polioviruses, or variant polioviruses, are rare strains of poliovirus that can emerge in areas with low vaccination coverage. In this situation, the safe poliovirus strains that are contained in the oral poliovirus vaccine can circulate among under-vaccinated individuals for a long time. Prolonged circulation allows vaccine strains to mutate into variant poliovirus strains that can cause paralysis and spread within communities just like the wild poliovirus. The World Health Organization European region has been free from endemic polio since 2002. However, the importation of variant polioviruses from other countries can lead to local transmission and outbreaks if they are introduced into under-vaccinated communities. In our last report, Detection of Vaccine-Derived Poliovirus Type 2 in Wastewater, investigators reviewed laboratory test results on wastewater samples routinely taken in European cities for surveillance of poliovirus. During the weeks ending September 22nd through December 22nd, 2024, a type 2 variant poliovirus was detected in 35 wastewater samples collected from 17 sites in 16 cities in 5 European countries: Spain, Poland, Germany, the United Kingdom, and Finland. No human polio cases have been reported from these countries. Genetic analyses confirmed that polioviruses isolated in all samples are related to a type 2 variant poliovirus first detected in Nigeria in 2020. That has caused outbreaks in Nigeria and 15 other countries in North and West Africa. Affected countries are actively immunizing unvaccinated populations with the inactivated polio vaccine and have increased clinical and environmental surveillance. To protect against polio disease, health authorities need to maintain high-quality surveillance to detect poliovirus importations and ensure all people in all countries are protected with several doses of polio vaccine. That's all for this week's briefing. Thank you for joining us. You can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Subscribe to MMWR to stay up to date on the latest scientific information. Stay safe and stay well.
For the most accurate health information, visit cdc.gov or call 1-800-CDC-INFO.